So yeah, Joe Simpson, to go back to Joe Simpson, Simon Yates, I think they were naive. Yeah, they were naive heroes. They were young. How could they not be naive? They didn't have a lot of life experience. They didn't have a lot of mountaineering experience. But they were idealistic in a very inspiring way. And cynicism's kind of no answer to that naivety. Let me read you something about ideals from another man. To inquire after the meaning or object of one's own existence, or of creation generally, has always seemed to me absurd from an objective point of view. And yet everybody has certain ideals which determine the direction of his endeavours and his judgments. In this sense, I have never looked upon ease and happiness as ends in themselves. Such an ethical basis I call more proper for a herd of swine. The ideals which have lighted me on my way, and time after time have given me new courage to face life cheerfully, have been truth, goodness, and beauty. Without the sense of fellowship with men of like mind, of preoccupation with the objective, the eternally unattainable in the field of art and scientific research, life would have seemed to me empty. The ordinary objects of human endeavour, property, outward success, luxury, have always seemed to me contemptible. So they're very, very strong words from another man. They're words by Albert Einstein. Well, Einstein's a sort of, hero of mine. I've been reading about him over the last wee while. And he has some very, very sound things to say about life, about the spiritual life, actually. In some ways, he's a mature hero in the way that perhaps Joe Simpson, as he was setting out for his climb, certainly wasn't at the start. So I'm going to keep coming back to Einstein as a sort of thread running through this talk. But I just want to touch on, well, my own experience of idealism. As a teenager, I used to read about Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, mostly, and be very inspired, be genuinely inspired. But mixed in with that, there was quite a lot of, not just naivety, but egotism. I fancied myself as a Zen master, wandering around hitting people with sticks every time they moved, and pronouncing on the nature of reality at every opportunity. I sort of thought, that's kind of what I'll be when I grow up. And I can remember when I was about 19 or so, I did join a Zen group for a while. And it was run by this, very impressive man called Clive Sherlock. He was a doctor. He ran this Zen group. And I used to go along of an evening and just be convinced that he was going to recognize me as the next Zen master in his lineage. And I was just kind of waiting for that. And of course he never did. And I can remember one occasion where I used to park my bike outside his front gate, and my bike padlock got locked or something. And so I had to go back and knock on the door and ask for some hot water so that I could put it onto the padlock to thaw it, to put the key in, etc., etc. And he gave me some hot water and then patted me on the back. And for days afterwards, I thought that was a sign. He patted me on the back. That was the sign that I'd been waiting for. So, yeah, that's a little aside. Another little aside, just about idealism, that I guess we do... I do think that we have to look at how we hold ideals. And there's been much, much talk of this in our order and movement over the last few years, couple of years particularly. And well, it's true that you can hold noble ideals in a sort of unhelpful way. We can hold them so tightly and so sort of harshly that they stop being helpful, either to ourselves or to other people. And I think that's something to watch out for. If we find ourselves in a situation, for example, where we're just getting angry or resentful with ourselves or with other people in the name of idealism, then something's going wrong. Something's not quite right. If we find ourselves sitting, getting angry with ourselves because we can't feel enough metta in the metta bhavana, then something's gone wrong, hasn't it? Something's very amiss. So that's just a sort of warning, caveat, about, well, holding ideals. It's not an easy thing to do.